You only need 3 people. Remember that at all times and get your 100 out fast, you know. You might have your 3 people, you might have your 3 business builders right away in the first 100 pieces of information you get out there. And don't think that you don't know 100 people, because you don't. You don't need to. You know, you will drift by them in passing, you know, hand out a CD. They work in the stores. They work in your neighborhood. You know, your family and friends should probably come at the end of that list, so you know what to do. Then get the links out there. Call your sponsor. Get support, you know. What else? Can you think of anything else?
I think the mental attitude is huge when you talk about the field. Mm-hmm. So you're building this field, and people are going to show up,
mm-hmm.
because you're going to attract them with your belief in this.
The energy field that you build and your belief in it will be a powerful attractive force. So once that's built and you're handing out the CDs, that's just sort of like a formality, you know, so that people can find you. You got your name on it, have your phone number on it. If you want to get the CDs back, that's great. Know that your family and friends are not your best prospects. Save them for last. People who really need the money are also not your best prospects. Because they've already proven they're sort of allergic to money, that whole self-esteem thing. So you'll be thinking about somebody, oh boy, they really need the money. They really need the money. Well, they do, and they deserve an invitation. They may not be your best prospects. I don't want you to set yourself up for disappointment. You have no idea who your best prospects are. Your job is to just scatter the seeds and not fret about which ones are growing. Does that make sense?
Sure does. Mm-hmm. I like this. It makes me want to just get out there and start doing it, but I will do what I'm hearing.
You're going to build the field.
Build the field first.
Mm-hmm. There's a trick to doing this, which is called an eternal warm list. A warm list is people who you have an affinity towards. So while you're in this new business, have a conversation with your bank teller, or your clerk at the supermarket, or the person who waits on you at the 7-Eleven, and don't tell them about your business. Don't tell them about your product. Just ask them questions about themselves, like, hey, man, what do you like about living in this town? Or, hey, are they treating you right here at this store? Ask them questions about themselves and become their friend. This is how to cultivate an eternal warm list. So there's Joe at the supermarket, and you talk to him and said, hey, what's the best part of your day today? Ask a really positive question. Okay, don't just say something neutral. What's the best part of your day today? Well, I get to go home and be with my family. Oh, you got a family? You got some kids? What? And pull them out. This is a beautiful part of this business. This is the epitome of true social networking. Ask a person questions that lead them into a beautiful place in their mind. Don't say, how was your day today? Say, what was the best part of your day today? Or what do you like about working here? Or what do you like about being in this town? Or wasn't it a beautiful day today? You want to lead them into a really positive conversation, and you want to do that a few times, and then perhaps you make some notes. Mental notes are fine, or little notes in your memory minder, so that you know who they are. When you reach a point in your relationship with this person, it's the teller at the bank, it's the person in the supermarket, you go to the same one, okay, until you've built relationship and rapport. And when you have rapport, and I don't know how long that takes. It takes however long it takes. But when you have rapport, then you might say, oh, by the way, I was thinking about you. And, you know, I think that this might be a fit for you. And you hand them the CD. And the whole time you're building rapport, you're making the world a better place. It's a happier place. People like you because you make them feel good, you know. And then you give them an invitation, they say yes or they say no. It doesn't really matter, because you'll always have the rapport. Does that make sense?
Well, it does, and it's not just a phony way of coming on to people. It's actually, sounds to me like training, mm-hmm. in life, in building relationships and establishing new best friends.
Yeah, well said, because the whole business is transformational. You improve your self-esteem, and you build other people up all the way. Every aspect of it is transformational like that. So while you're learning how to cultivate a warm list, you're never going to convince anybody, and you're not looking to sell anybody anything. But yeah, you're making their life better. You're learning real social skills, you know, how to be a good listener, and people feel good.
That's really key, John. I like that. I like the idea of becoming a good listener, because who doesn't need practice in listening more and speaking less?
Yeah, and out there in the world, who doesn't need to be listened to? You know, it's a great form of brotherly love, you know, listening to somebody, because people just don't feel heard a lot of the time.
Good practice in appreciating people.
Absolutely.